Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Simro, and it is so good to be a Pet World Insider. We've got online with us Rebecca Corey. She's an actress, a comedian, an animal advocate, and somewhere down on that long list is she is a very good friend of Pet World Insider and pit bulls everywhere. So, Rebecca, thanks. You know, we were having the conversation there of, and you had brought up that President Obama came out against pit bull legislation. I wanted to talk about that because we get a lot of emails in for and against breed-specific legislation. I want to get your opinion on why it is so misguided and damaging.
They call BSL, breed-specific legislation, BDL, breed discrimination legislation, and it rightly so. I mean, banning a breed is discrimination enshrined in law. It is saying that it's okay to take a broad stroke and just end an entire breed. And there's not just one breed in breed discrimination. It's several breeds. And it's just, when it comes to the pit bull part of it, when it comes to that breed and wanting to ban them, not allow you to live in a building with your pit bull terrier, not being able to walk down the street with your pit bull terrier because it looks like a quote unquote bully breed type dog. That is just, it's absolutely silly. It's like so dumb to me that I can't even believe that it's actually happened. I can't believe that it's been enforced. And that's another thing. It's costing taxpayers so much money to enforce breed-specific legislation, so much money.
Right.
It doesn't work. It's ridiculous. And basically, the media has helped vilify this breed, this misunderstood breed, as well as, what has been going on to them. It's been, publicized without having a whole story around it. And as a result, they've created this huge element of fear. And to say that the answer is, or to actually put into law that the answer is to ban the victim is just, it's just ludicrous. And it's like putting a little tiny Band-Aid on a big gushing wound.
Absolutely.
And that wound is a social issue. But it's a very difficult thing for a society to look at itself in a whole and go, what is going on here?
Yeah, no,
I
think
we get a problem here.
Yeah,
it's easier to go, let's just ban the victim.
Right.
It's
and
crazy.
I think you hit on a really important point there, which is, it's too easy. And we see this in all aspects of laws these days. They want to, take the easy route and blame just one part of it. There's never any discussion of the pet owner and what they've done to instill this into the animal, because animals
right.
are not, inherently born and, oh, I want to go on, a mean streak. And then you talk about, too, one of the things that's always interesting, and we've got some good friends in this pet world and pet industry, and I got to say, I think of my good friend Melissa Berryman, who was a former animal control officer, who would note quite often when she would go out and investigate different incidences, quite often it was the interaction that occurred that turned any pet, not a specific breed, but any pet could become a vicious pet. And it was one of those of, well, you're not going to get rid of all pets because that would be stupid. Okay. But, we've got very little training out there. There's very little training out there. It's too easy to become a pet parent. It's too easy to, just
That's, you
turn
know,
an eye.
Robert, you bring up a really good point. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have to jump in here for this one point in that what you just said is it's very easy to become a pet parent. You're right. I mean, we need to set, instead of trying to ban a specific breed based in fear and ignorance, we need to enforce laws. For example, one law that I had heard about that was actually, I believe, has been passed is if you have, you know, if you are a felon, you are not allowed to own a dog that is not spay or neutered. So I thought, well, there's a step in the right direction. It's now holding humans responsible to say you can't just take this dog. You know, you can't just take it and do with it what you will. And I think that, like, and in terms of, like, you know, animal cruelty task force officers and the funding, I mean, there's like 8 animal cruelty task force officers for the entire county of Los Angeles, which has 10 million people in it. That's ludicrous.
Right.
There's no one there to enforce these laws.
So, Rebecca, I've gotten in a couple of emails here, and I want to make sure you and I hit this topic because I know we both get this regularly. And that is, in essence, the general question line here is, yeah, but I constantly am reading that it's pit bulls who go on the attack. It seems to always be pit bulls. Why is it always pit bulls? I know you and I, you know, both have our feelings on that. I will just say, and then I'll turn it over to you. Folks, it can be any dog that is mistreated, misapproached, they can lash out of fear, out of anger, out of just being terrified themselves. But Rebecca, how do you answer it? Because I know you travel the country and you get this question a lot, probably.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely second everything you just said. It could be any dog. Unfortunately, you know, the media has this precious thing where they want to constantly report, you know, only pit bulls, only pit bull doing it, you know, pit bull incidences. And, you know, that I feel like is a media responsibility issue. And that's been a very frustrating thing, because when people are out there trying to educate people about the breed and you know, trying to, it's very difficult to combat with positive stories when the media is just pumping out, you know, these stories, which 90% of the time the whole story is never told. I mean, the public a lot of times doesn't understand that the pit bull that gets loose and sadly kills somebody, whether it be a child or you know, I've read a story about an old man who got killed, unfortunately. It's devastating, and it sickens me to my core. It makes me so sad, and it makes me sad for the human that suffered in that way. It makes me sick to my stomach for the dog, because the dog has suffered as well. And when you hear about the whole story, you find out that dog has been fought, starved, beat, abused, fed gunpowder, shot full of steroids. It is not even, you know, it is the hell that the animal has endured its whole life that leads up to that incident is shocking and horrific. And does it make what the animal does okay? Absolutely not. It's a travesty. It's a terrible thing. However, there is human responsibility that needs to be taken in that. And it is just not fact to say it is only pit bulls that are doing this. So it is not the truth. People are abusing and hurting all kinds of animals, and all kinds of animals finally turn and snap.
Absolutely.
But they're not, the media is only going to take that pit bull story. A lot of times they'll say it's a pit bull when it's just a bulldog type dog. They don't even know that if it's really a pit bull. So, I mean, to answer, it's a long conversation, but the bottom line is it's terrible. It's all terrible, and it needs to quit. We need to quit focusing on the incident itself and learn from it, hold the humans responsible who, you know, owned the dog, and also providing funds so that we can enforce these laws to stop and prevent this from happening again. I mean, that's what the March on Washington is really about as well. It's literally trying to create safe and humane communities for humans and pets. So we got to do this together and not just point the finger at certain breed. It's not intelligent. It's not going to solve anything. And it's not true.
Absolutely.
It's not true.
Folks, if you want to get involved, as Rebecca said, it's going to take all of us. Go visit her website, standupforpits.us. Again, that's standupforpits.us. If you're in the LA area, join us. Pet World Insider is going to be there November 3rd. We're going to have a great time. It is going to be a blast. Always is with Rebecca. Rebecca, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate everything you're doing for the pet world.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on and talking about this.
Anytime, my friend. Folks, we're going to be right back with more great topics, great guests, everything you want to know about the pet world here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.